Good morning. Thank you for joining this morning, this practice. Maybe we begin by bringing to mind the purpose that has us be here. That quote from Adi Ashanti comes back into my mind. Life unfolds along the lines of what you value most. It marshals attention and energy towards that value. There's also kind of a pivot point here for me many times where I can get in touch with this deeply ingrained sense of doership. Am I the one that is going to propel myself towards the value? By doing, by effort, by imagining it's not here right now. Whether the value is love or peace or patience or equanimity, wholeness, emptiness. Or in this moment, can I get in touch with the faith to hold the intention, right? To hold the value, the true desire. Hold it foremost in my mind. And to trust that my only job, if and when it's available, at the earliest opportunity, to keep returning intention to the light of attention. So whether it's bringing the intention back up into my awareness, or returning attention from whatever it drifts to, which is thought, sensation, or perception, am I willing to trust it gets very simple? Consciously affirming my intention and then unceasingly bringing attention to that. So we can get a sense of our beingness. Get a sense of being. Is being present? Is it available right now? Touch into. And we can check to see if the intention that was being held is inherent in being. So we may be able to detect a very subtle effort of trying or doing. Very subtle energy of efforting. Because at first it gets said, you know, hold the intention. And when that gets sense, that gets said to a system that has a deeply ingrained sense of doership, it sounds like instructions. I must hold an intention. And that may well be a very helpful bridge identity. But with all bridge identities, when we get to the other side, the bridge did its job. We don't need to go back on the bridge again and again. So can we notice that the beingness that's present has as an aspect of its essence the value, the true desire, the intention that was being held? So as we touch in on our being, recognizing that being's here, it's happening. It may be available to see we're not doing it. And if there's some sense that you are actually the one who's doing the being this morning, just stop for a minute. Stop completely. Stop all efforting, stop all intending. And what do we find? The being goes on, does not mind when we imagine ourselves to be the one at cause, the doer of even the being. And the being is utterly unaffected when that stops, when there's a break, when there's a recognition. The being isn't just sitting there waiting for you to recognize it and being kind of annoyed when you don't. Because there is no you. There is simply being, and then thoughts, sensations, and perceptions playing through the being, to the being, seen by the being. The being that doesn't turn off even when you intend it to. It's just being, continuously being, and different objects of consciousness populate the screen, are recognized by being as present. And then as no longer present. And suffering occurs. Some Adi Ashanti quote. Suffering occurs when you believe in a thought that is at odds with what is, what was, or what may be. So if suffering is present, a little constriction or heaviness is present, a thought that is counter to what is present in your mind right now, or right then when that happens. Because the being, the truth of what you are, is in total harmony with what is all the time, even in the most egregiously difficult circumstances. It was the beingness that showed up and took the action. It was the beingness that comprehended it all and moved the body in a way that it moved. Or had the body not move in the way that it didn't move. Again, suffering occurs when you believe in a thought that is at odds with what is, what was, or what may be. So can we surrender to the fact that the way this was all set up is the thoughts just keep coming? We don't produce them. We don't eliminate them. We recognize them as present. And we recognize them as no longer present. It might be available to see the beingness just is. It is when thoughts are present. It is when thoughts are believed. It is when that believing is recognized and kind of softened. It is when the thoughts somehow vanish. So being is. Being is constant. Can we confirm that? And concomitantly, can we confirm thoughts are in motion? Thoughts are temporary. No thought that ever came stayed forever. No feeling that ever came stayed forever. It came, it arced, it lingered, and eventually it came to its natural conclusion. When we put attention on being aware of being itself, of awareness itself, we necessarily take attention off of thought. And when we take attention off of thought that is at odds with what is, suffering is relieved, lessened. There's an energetic release by virtue of the correction of our attention, not by virtue of a change in the circumstance, in the form, in the condition. So the practice of being aware of awareness certainly has some very practical benefits. Building the neural networks that allow attention to pop off of a thought that's at odds with what is, and back to the awareness that sees that, the beingness to which it arises. Allows the energies to be free to complete themselves in whatever manner that is to be. Ramana Maharshi called this sinking the mind into the heart. Submerging it. Inner Ramana puts it this way. Stepping away from the mind is as simple as losing interest in it. When the mind chatters, it chatters because you are listening. As you lose interest in what it has to say, because you know its answers are not your answers, the chattering of mind shall fade away. This practice of being aware of awareness gives attention an alternative resting spot, a point of attraction. A ping when something's lost in the ocean, pick up this ping, bringing you home. It's a ping of the heart, inviting a return and a resting. And that ping is a direct call to attention. We are casters of our attention. Stepping away from the mind is as simple as losing interest in it. When the mind chatters, it chatters because you are listening. As you lose interest in what it has to say, because you know its answers are not your answers. The chattering of mind shall fade away. So finding something we want more. Provides another point of attraction for attention. So we're back to what do we value most? And then the discernment to know. But to realize what we value most, to taste that, we must put attention where that is. We must refrain from putting attention on where that is not. And that is not ever on the chattering, ruminating, fear-based mind. And that is always in the welcoming, patient, loving, open heart. Stepping away from the mind is as simple as losing interest in it. When the mind chatters, it chatters because you are listening. As you lose interest in what it has to say, because you know its answers are not your answers, the chattering of mind shall fade away. Again, this is in a Ramana. The quieting of mind is essential to awakening or realization of self. This is because thinking acts as a blanket that covers self and hides it completely from view. Therefore, it makes sense that if one is to realize self, he must remove the blanket. This is the purpose of the mantra. And the mantra given in Inner Ramana is, I am that I am. It's a direct pointing to your being. Which is just a different way of saying that it provides a point of attraction for attention, which allows attention to let go of being kind of magnetically attached to the thinking mind that pops it off. And we use the mantra to break the trance, to break attention on what we don't want, and allow attention to rest back on what we do. I am that I am. Quieting of mind is essential to awakening or realization of self. This is because thinking acts as a blanket that covers self, hides it completely from view. Therefore, it makes sense that if one is to realize self, he must remove the blanket. This is the purpose of the mantra. I am that I am. After we say the mantra to ourselves, we just linger there. We just taste that mindless gap, a gap that has no mind. It might be very, very short, but there will be a gap before mind reconstitutes itself. We mind the gap, as they say. I am that I am. Thank you. I am that I am. Brings us to the bottom of the hour. Thank everybody for joining today. It's great to be with you.